In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
The Gaidir event leaves no excuse.
During the sermon, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, stressed that his speech completes Allah's argument against everyone until the Day of Judgment. After the departure of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, other members of Ahlul Bayt emphasized this fact as well. Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, the Prophet's daughter, said, Allah did not leave any argument or any excuse for anyone after the event of Ghadir Qom.
Similarly, when Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, addressed the immigrants and the helpers in the Prophet's mosque, after they had pledged fealty to Abu Bakr, he reminded them of his exclusive right for the leadership of the community and their covenant with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his progeny, concerning him. Some of the helpers said to Imam Ali, O Abul Hassan! Had the helpers heard your arguments before giving their pledge of allegiance to Abu Bakr, none would have disputed your rule. In response to them, Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, Did you want me to leave the shrouded body of the Messenger of Allah without burial and come out to quarrel for his sovereignty? By Allah! I could not believe anyone would yearn for it, dispute with us Ahlul Bayt in it, and make lawful to do what you did, in usurping our rights. I do not see that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his progeny, left any place for any controversial talks, any plea, or any argument for anyone, by his speech, on the day of Ghadir Qom.
The above testimonies, among others, show that the speech of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, at Ghadir Qom in defining the position of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is clear, evident, and definitive, and it exhausts arguments brought by anyone. Thus, it can be presented as a comprehensive proof to everyone. An argument for anyone, by his speech, on the day of Ghadir Qom.